Hi, KTB.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
Have you had a good day?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Just had a banana and a cup of tea.
Very nice.
What about you?
Yeah, it's been all right. It's been all right so far. I was going to ask you what you've been doing, but I kind of know because I saw you on a certain TV show on Tuesday with the Arctic Monkeys and Paul McCartney, so no biggie. Pretty small lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was such a great night, definitely. And there's a longer version on Friday as well, so I'll be singing another song from my album, Crying for No Reason, as well as 5 a.m. So,
were you a bit nervous? Because obviously with doing gigs, you do them all the time, so you're kind of used to them, but that's more than just a gig. You've got one of the Beatles there, and it's kind of more of a critics thing, isn't it, when you're playing?
Oh, yeah.
That.
But at the same time, I'm a massive fan of the show, and my dad has watched it, you know, forever, and he was, you know, he got to come, so it was like a really nice moment for, like, you know, my family and a dream of mine. So even though I was very nervous, I was determined to kind of enjoy every minute of it. And everyone was really polite and lovely and not scary, so it was fun.
Good. Well, we'll talk about 5 a.m. the single. I'm kind of reading it as a song about kind of being on your own at the end of the night, being all anxious and stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of, so basically when you've had like so much fun with your friends and then you've realised that they've kind of gone home and then you're like, oh, I'm on my own, I'm lonely, I'd like to just have someone I could just spoon with right now. Like, you know, someone who loves me. It's a really sad song.
It is kind of sad, but then at the same time it's got that kind of KTB thing of just partying and just having fun. The video in particular as well. It's just a typical KTB video because you're just partying, but you've kind of been upgraded because you're partying in like this stately home now.
Oh, yeah.
So, is the upgrade kind of like following your career up? So, you're going to be like, I don't know, you're going to be partying in a palace
next?
I don't
know, maybe. This is, you know, you should be like a kind of a fortune teller or something.
Maybe. I do think I am psychic sometimes.
Yeah.
So, one of the first times I saw you was when you were supporting Magnetic Man, like, way back when.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I imagine, like, you're still friends with those guys and those guys still kind of have an influence on you and probably you on them.
100%, yeah, definitely.
Are you still, like, involved in that whole scene?
Yeah, you know, Artwork has done some production on my new album. I've done some stuff for Scream's new project. I see Bengal all the time and he's just like, you know, I'm always happy to see him. They're just like my brothers from another mother. Mm-hmm. That's what they are.
When you're in the studio now, is it quite different to say when On A Mission came out, I always imagined that was kind of like, you kind of got sent the track over, like maybe did a vocal in a bedroom.
Yeah.
Now is it a lot more of a bigger, more professional process?
You know what, actually, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there, as in, I definitely approached writing, like, as a rapper sort of thing. I'd get an instrumental and then, like, write my top line over it, and that was that. But I think with this album, I was definitely thinking, like, you know, I want to kind of think about the chord structures and the harmony, and I want to really think about, like, writing a song, kind of, rather than maybe just kind of riding a beat, you know?
Yeah. When you get sent the song and you get it, and then you do something over it, and then maybe it's not released for a while, but there's been like a few radio rips and people hearing it in DJ sets. That anticipation, I remember when On A Mission was coming out, there was like huge anticipation. I just had a radio rip and I was dying to get my hands on the real record. Now, with it being more of a professional process, the songs come out in a more kind of structured way. Is that kind of anticipation and excitement still there for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, actually, at the moment, there's also like a remix competition as well, where people can download the parts and make their own remix as well. So that's been really cool for me, because that's been like being able to hear my song being like remixed has kind of made me feel ridiculously excited as well. And there's also going to be another track as well when 5 a.m. gets released, which I've done with George Fitzgerald. So it's kind of like,
oh, wicked.
I've got a lot of stuff to look forward to.
And on to the remixes. You got Route 94 remixing 5 a.m, which is a sick remix. We love it on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you have an input into that? Do you say like, oh, I really want Route 94 to kind of get his hands on this, I want George Fitzgerald to touch this? Like, do you have an input, or is that kind of out of your control?
No, it's not out of my control, but some of the people that I work with, you know, at Rinse have got their ear to the floor, so they'll come to me and say, oh, you know, I really think this person would do a great job on this, and I respect their opinion, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. My feet won't stop, I can't keep still. Been rocking, loving, loving, loving.